Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Denison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers State Farm Insurance. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company have been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. We service Mexican restaurants and specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. should go to for a quick, delicious meal. Cotton Time, 707 Main in Delta. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Sports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in snowmobile service and repairs. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers State Farm Insurance. Move a pre-owned your sister shop, save and buy from Delta Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service maintenance, even drop off and pick up available. Visit HelmanMotorsCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers State Farm Insurance. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2929. That's Stacy Samicki at the Sunflower Room. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers State Farm Insurance. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Denison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers State Farm Insurance. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Cotton Time, 707 Main in Delta. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Hello, Panthers fans, and welcome to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. I'm Mark Kerr. Coming to you from Carbondale, where your Panthers look to stay hot as they take on the Roaring Fork Rams. It's been a hit parade for Delta as they have 54 hits in the last four games. Braden Sprout seemingly busted his slump against Moffitt County last Saturday as he was 4-4 with a walk and three runs scored, moving down from the leadoff spot into the sixth hole and seemed to be just what the doctor ordered. Brendan Bear also had a good day as he was 3-for-5 with a double, two home runs, a walk, five RBI, and two runs scored. This Rams team is 5-7 overall, 2-4 in the league. They're led at the plate by a pair of seniors. David Good is batting 306 with three doubles, a triple, and 10 RBI, while Nolan Pearson is batting 351 with four doubles, two triples, and 12 RBI. On the mound, junior Sebastian Silva looks to be their ace with a 3-1 record, ERA of 3, 25 walks and 22 strikeouts, although Delta won't be seeing Silva in Game 1. They'll be seeing Eddie Hernandez. We'll talk about that here in just a second. As I tell you about today's starting lineups, brought to you by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. We'll start with Delta's starting lineup, and when I looked at the lineup card today, I got excited, and I will tell you why here in just a second. Leading off for Delta is the 6-for-7 Tyree. He'll also act as a designated hitter, and this is a new rule. We actually saw it in Cortez earlier this season. It was implemented, I think, 2 years ago, where you can have a position player also as the DH. So when you substitute, like, say, for a pitcher, let's say, so Ty Reed's the starting pitcher. A reliever comes in. Reed can stay in the lineup as a designated hitter without having to take over a position, another position in the field. So a little bit of strategy there by Coach Steve Ryer. And this is the first time he's opted to use that rule. Batting second will be the shortstop, number two, Landon Clay. And batting third, this is why I was so excited when I saw the lineup. Starting at second base today in Game 1 for Delta is going to be Ryland Bynum, who is returning to the team. He's been with the team, obviously, in the dugout and whatnot, but returning to the lineup as a player after some health concerns earlier this season. He'll be able to play the second half of the season with his teammates, and I think everybody's really excited about that. It also gives Delta a little bit more of a flexibility with their lineup, having him out there at second base. Cleanup today, batting cleanup today for Delta will be the first baseman, Creighton Sandoval. Batting fifth will be the catcher, Brendan Bear. From the sixth hole, once again, will be the center fielder, Braden Sprout. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Lance Porter. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Connor Workman. And in the ninth hole will be the right fielder, Brett Leho. Starting lineup for the Roaring Fork Rams today. Leading off and playing first base will be Mason Smith. Batting second will be the pitcher, Eddie Hernandez. Batting third will be the second baseman, David Good. In the cleanup role today for Game 1, at least for the Rams, will be the center fielder, Noel Richardson. Batting fifth will be the shortstop, Sebastian Silva. In the sixth hole, the left fielder, Henry Richardson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Blake Thomas. Batting eighth, the third baseman, TJ Matheny, and batting ninth will be the right fielder, Brady Samuelson. So we will take a look real quick at the numbers on the Rams starting pitcher for today, Eddie Hernandez. Hernandez on the season, as it looks like the wind is starting to pick up here in Carbondale as the flag is starting to fly. I believe that is east to west as it's starting to blow and dirt blowing across the infield. Getting back to Hernandez's numbers, he's got a 7.97 ERA on the season, 0-2, with one start. He has had six appearances, 9 walks, 14 strikeouts, so he does throw strikes. So Delta going to have to be swinging the bat at good pitches here against the Roaring Fork Rams. Delta's pitcher, Ty Reed, his numbers on this season, he's pitched pretty well. Once again, he's a freshman, first year of varsity baseball, first year of high school baseball. He's pitching an earned run average of .666 in four appearances. Three of those are starts. He's got a 1-1 record. 14 walks, 15 strikeouts, we'll pause for the national anthem here. Once again, Mark Canner here with you in Carbondale as the Roaring Fork Rams host your Delta Panthers. Weather today, mostly cloudy skies. There are a few patches of blue, and with the breeze, hopefully it blows those clouds away, and we can see more blue sky. It is a little bit breezy here today. Not horrible so far. There are some gusts at times, though. Like I said, mostly cloudy skies. Some of those clouds a little darker than others, but we just hope that rain and the wind stay at bay so we are able to get some good baseball in today. So, giving you the weather forecast, it reminds me of in college I took a weather and climate class, and it's that class taught me anything. It was that I could probably forecast the weather just as well as any meteorologist can. But it's all a guessing game. Some of us a little more educated than others when making that guess. So once again, like I said, gearing up for a great day of baseball here in Carbondale. Hernandez, a righty. Defensively around the infield for Carbondale. It'll be first to third, Smith, Good, Silva, and Matheny, and Left to right in the outfield, Henry Richardson, Noel Richardson, Samuelson, Thomas behind the plate, and again, Hernandez will be pitching. First pitch is going to be brought to you by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So leading off for the Panthers will be today's starting pitcher, Ty Reed. Ty's hitting .467 on the season. 8 doubles, a triple, and a home run. He had that home run last Saturday against Moffitt County, his first high school home run. It was a two-run shot over the left field fence, and it's a good time had by all. Reed, 12 RBI on the season. Does 5 walks, 7 strikeouts, an on-base percentage of 529. The opponent batting average for Hernandez is 308 and a 460 on-base percentage against, so it looks like Delta's going to be able to hit off of Hernandez here today. They do have to, like I said, have a good approach at the plate because it seems Hernandez does throw strikes. We'll just have to see how things go for Delta. I talked to Coach Steve Ryer before the game, as well as assistant coach Paul Sheen. And the hope is that the hits just keep on coming for this Panther squad. So a lot of chatter coming out of the Delta dugout. We always love to hear that. So Ty Reed in from the right side against the righty Hernandez. Taco Time first pitch. Reed in the dirt. The 1-0 delivery from Hernandez spiked up to the catcher Thomas as well, and it's 2-0. Green steps out, now back in. And the pitch. That one's bounced past the pitcher, and Reed leads off the game with a 3-0 count. I imagine he'll be taken all the way, and as will the batters until Hernandez can throw a strike. That one misses. Must have been outside because it was at the knees. And Reed will be on first with the leadoff walk. That'll bring Landon Clay to the plate. Clay batting 438 on the season, a couple of doubles, 9 RBI, 8 walks, 6 strikeouts. Reed with a good lead off the first, held on by Smith. The pitch, taken on the inside half for strike one. Reed with 2 stolen bases on the season, so as a leadoff batter, pretty speedy, he's got a threat to go. Not going there. This one's on the ground to third, fielded by Matheny. And I'm not entirely sure what happened there, but Matheny's not able to handle that one and plays on base via the error. So Delta with Reed on second, Clay on first, and Ryland Bynum with his first at-bat of the season. He'll be in from the right side. He's going to pop it up into right field. Samuelson over, as is Noel Richardson. Richardson going to call off Samuelson as he steps in front and retires Bynum. So one down here in the top of the first inning, and Trayton Sandoval will come to the plate. Chank is batting 273 on the season, a couple of doubles, and leads the team in RBI. Actually, is tied for the lead with Brendan Bear at 14. Unfortunately, Trayton leads the team he actually has three walks and six strikeouts. Good lead by Reed off a second to pitch. Sandoval takes strike one. So if Sandoval can pull this down the left field line, there's a pretty big space there between the fielder and the gap to pitch. As it's a double steal, and Reed slides in under the tag. As the throw was behind the runner, and Messini thought he got him on the back of the leg as he slid over the plate, or the base. Head coach Marty Madsen out to argue his case here with the field umpire who made the call. And as in most cases, Madsen will not win that argument, and Delta's got runners at second and third. Sandoval's got an 0-2 count at the plate. It's going to have to be tough with two and protect now. Hernandez stares in, he's set, and delivers the 0-2. This one's going to be shifted up back to the backstop. And we do 0-2 all over again, and the curveball misses high and inside. So Tank not biting on that. And the pitch. That one's going to be bounced up, a good block by Thomas. And the count's even at 2. The pitch, swing and a miss. So two down, Delta still threatening, Reed at third, Clay at second, and Brendan Bear coming to the plate. Bear batting 310 on the season, three doubles, three home runs, 14 RBI. Thomas going out to talk to the pitcher Hernandez. There's 7 walks, 6 strikeouts. So, Thomas discussing how he wants to approach the batter Bear here. Taco time first pitch to Brendan, in for a strike. So Bear will step out now, back in. And the pitch. Curveball catches the zone. And now Bear going to have to be tough with two in battle. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball for little Bear, low in the zone, and a late swing will end the inning. So, Delta able to put the first two batters on, but go quiet after that. No score at the end of, in the middle of one, as Roaring Fork will get ready for their half of the first inning. My broadcast of Delta Baseball is sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company, the cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Another sponsor of my broadcast, the Sunflower Room. If you need help to relax, let Stacy Finicky at the Sunflower Room help the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Finicky at the Sunflower Room. So Mason Smith will be leading off the bottom half of the first for the Rams. The first baseman coming in with a 425 average, a double. 6 walks, 4 strikeouts, an on-base percentage of 500. Means he gets on half the time, so pretty good for a leadoff batter. Green will finish up his warm-ups here. And Delta will look to put a goose egg on the board in the Rams half of the first. Once again, no score as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Delta did put their first two runners on in the top of the inning and weren't able to get them across. So Smith in from the right side against the righty Reed. And here's the taco time, first pitch to Smith. That's right at the knees for a strike. So Reed now working ahead, 0-1. The pitch is going to be fouled off to the screen, and now Reed way ahead. Smith will step out, gather himself, now step back in. Reed has his sign, kicks and fires. This one lifted high and foul on the right side. So the parking area here, just off the right side of the backstop, a lot closer than even Delta's, as the breaking ball catches the inside corner just enough for a called strike 3-1 out here in the bottom of the first inning. That'll bring Eddie Hernandez to the plate. Eddie in from the left side. The pitcher takes strike one. Batting 182 on the season with 3 doubles. 6 walks, 7 strikeouts on base percentage of 317. The 0-1 misses outside, which counts even. Reed's got his sign. Kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Here's the 1-2. This one going to be fouled at the plate. Top down, straight down. And the count remains 1-2. And the pitch. Can't get Hernandez to chase, and the count's even. pitch. This one, a little looper out to short, play up with it on the first, and got in by about half a step. 6-3 on the putout if you are keeping score at home. And now David Good will come to the plate. Good, the second baseman. Batting 306, three doubles and a triple on the season. Three walks, seven strikeouts, an on-base percentage of .444.
And David!
The pitch. This one lifted high and foul, out of play on the right side. The pitch. Swing and a miss on the off speed. And once again, Tyreed way ahead in the count of two. Reed stares in. It's got his sign. The delivery. This one on the ground to third. Porter comes up with it. Slings it to first. It's a one hopper to Sandoval, and they're going to get Good by about half a step to retire to the side. So, Rams go in order in the bottom of the first, and Delta will send Sprout, Porter, and Workman to the plate in the second. It's time for Panther Pride, sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware, 121 West Tennyson River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So, girls soccer dropped a tough one to undefeated Aspen on Saturday, 3-1. Jessica Black scored the lone goal for the Panthers. The girls will be back on the pitch tomorrow at Coleridge. And Delta High School Team Night is back at CB's next Tuesday from 6 to 9 p.m. for a fun night of music and cool prizes. It's sponsored by the Delta High School alumni and local businesses. So that's always a lot of fun out there at CB's for all high school students. So Delta was able to put the first two batters on to lead off the game and got them both into scoring position and then not able to do anything to get them home. See if they have better luck here in the second. After the unfortunate first for Delta, they were able to come back on some strong pitching by Tyreed to retire the Rams 1-2-3 in the bottom half of the first. So Brady Sprout set to lead off the second for the Panthers. It'll be left on right here as Sprouty in from the left side, of course. He's going to squirt a bunt, and it looks like he's going to try to drag it down the third base line. It'll go foul. Sombrero batting .432 on this season with a double and three triples. Leads the team in that category. The pitch sails on Hernandez. McCown sees it. Sprout with seven walks and does lead the team in strikeouts with eight. The 1-1 on the ground to third, and it's going to go right over the bag. That's fair down the left field line. Sprout will round first, head to second. Throw is high, backed up by the first baseman, Smith. And Sprout with a leadoff double. It was a slow roller down the line. I'm not sure if the third baseman Matheny thought it was going to go foul or just couldn't get there, but he was left chasing it up the left field line as the left fielder Henry Richardson playing way in off the line, almost into left center. Sprouty able to take advantage. Lance Porter to the plate now. Lance batting .357 on the season, three doubles and a triple. Taco Time first pitch gets by the catcher Thomas and rolls to the backstop, allows Sprout to advance to third. So Delta, no outs and a runner in scoring position. Porter with 7 RBI on the season, looking to add to that total. Here's the 1-0 from Hernandez. This one popped up and out of play on the right side. And the count's even. And the pitch. And a little check swing out to second base. Good up with it. The only play he can make is at first. And a hit's as good as a bunt, that hit as good as a bunt in the situation. And Porter will get the RBI as Sprout scores from third and puts Delta up 1-0 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. So one out here, top of the first, second. Connor Workman comes to the plate with the bases empty and looks like he was looking to drag his way on, pulls back, and the pitch is high for ball one. So Workman steps out now, back in. And Hernandez looking to quick pitch him. He'll miss high on that one. So Hernandez. Quickly goes into the windup and the pitch, and that misses high. Workman taking his time getting back into the box, and as soon as he's in there, the umpire says, pitch. Hernandez is going into the windup. Workman squaring the bunt once again, pulls back, takes. Strike one on the outside at half of the plate. Counts 3-1 now to the Delta left fielder. The pitch, ball four. So Workman on. Workman, a threat to go here. Got 7 stolen bases on the season. Brett Leho will come to the plate. Leho's coming on at the plate. He's batting .350 on the season with 7 RBI. 7 walks, 7 strikeouts. The pitch on the outside half for strike one. Thomas came up with his arm cocked looking to back pick Workman, but Connor back in time. Workman with a good lead, held by Smith at first. The pitch inside. Workman's going. It's a good throw, and they're going to have him. No. Oh, it looks like the second baseman Good dropped the ball down there at second on the throw. The throw was in time, but a good slide by Workman knocked the ball loose, and Connor's got his 8th stolen base on the season. So, counts even to Leho. Hernandez comes home, a swing and a miss from Brett. And now Hernandez ahead in the count. So Brett will step out. Now back in. Hernandez stares in, shakes off a sign. Now has one he likes. Checks Workman out at second. Workman dancing around out there, and this one comes in high and tight on Leho, and the counts even at 2. Silva and Good working, I guess it's Silva working in and out on Workman down at second as the 2-2 pitch comes in. It's swung on and missed by Leho, and there's now 2 outs here in the top of the second inning. Delta leads 1-0 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. An RBI ground out by Porter scored Sprout from first to let off the inning with a double. the pitch to the top of the lineup in Ty Reed. It missed, and it's 1-0. Reed led off the game with a walk and ultimately made it to third before the inning ended in the first. And so swing and miss at the 0 or the 1-0. So the count even now to tie. Hernandez is set. Comes home. That one tails in. Reed able to get out of the way, and he's now ahead in the count. Reed steps out, now back in. Hernandez is ready. Comes home on the slide step. That misses outside. Here's the 3-1 to Reed. Runners going. Workman in way ahead of the throw. And Reed on first as a result of his second walk of the game. And now Landon Clay will come to the plate. Clay reached on an error by the shortstop last inning. Stole second, and that's where he was at when the inning ended. So Workman at third, Reed at first. Reed with a good lead down there at first. Hernandez has to sign, looks over at Workman at third, now comes home. That pitch misses high and outside for a ball. Here's the pitch from Hernandez as Reed is going, and it's popped up into short center field. The shortstop, Silva, out on it, backing up, can't make the play. Lands in front of the center fielder, Noel Richardson, and the ball went up over his head. And I'm going to call that a... never touched his glove. I'm going to call it a base hit as Reed ends up on third, and that'll bring Bynum to the plate. Delta leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard now as Workman scored from third. And actually, we're going to make that an error, I think, on the shortstop Silva, who wasn't able to make that grab. I think it was pretty reasonable that he should have. So the clock of time to the first pitch to Bynum is, this is the zone. It's 1-0 to Ryland. The pitch, that comes in high and tight, and the runner Clay on the move. He'll steal second without a throw. Bynum flew out to center last inning. Two out here in the top of the second. Delta leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Green scoreboard. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Bynum. Bynum takes a called strike. The outside half of the plate is 2-1. The pitch. That tails inside on the righty Bynum, and he's now way ahead 3-1. Hitters count for Ryland. Hernandez trying not to load the bases. And the pitch. This one's going to be fouled off out of play on the right side. And the count's full. So looking for a base hit or ball four is Bynum. Hernandez is set and delivers the payoff pitch. He's going to poke this one down the right field line. It's hooking foul. And that's where it lands. So Bynum will retreat back to home. Back to the plate, and he'll stand in once again. The pitch. Swing and a miss for Ryland. And Hernandez gets out of a jam, limiting the damage to two here in the top of the second inning. Two runs on no hits. couple left on for Delta. What error for the Rams. Two up in the bottom of the inning for Roaring Fork. Noel Richardson, Silva, and Henry Richardson. My screen broadcast of Delta Baseball, sponsored by Dowdy Steel and Machines. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power cutting, sandblasting, and so much more. Excuse me, work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Another proud sponsor is Van and Creations on Main. Van and Creations on Main and Delta. Go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurants, Big Seafood Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at Van and Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. As a matter of fact, that strikeout by Bynum to end the inning, sponsored by Van and Creations. And, of course, my coverage of the Panthers proudly sponsored and presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So Sebastian Silva to lead off the bottom of the second for the Rams. Excuse me, it's going to be Noel Richardson. Pardon me. Richardson takes ball one from Reed. Richardson batting 370 on the season, a couple doubles and a couple triples. He's going to hook this one into the gap in right field. It's going to go all the way to the fence. Sprout gets it in, and Richardson headed for third. Bynum just going to eat the relay, and it's a leadoff triple for Richardson. So Roaring Fork puts a runner in scoring position to lead off the inning, and Sebastian Silva will come to the plate. Silva batting 226 on the season with a double and 11 RBI. Three walks, 10 strikeouts. Here's the pitch. Right down Broad Street for strike one. Green stares in. He's got his time. He'll be set. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. So Reed way ahead now. Silva steps out, now back in. Here's the 0-2. Just misses the outside corner. Reed still ahead in the count, 1-2. The pitch. Breaking ball, gets the inside corner, strikes Silva out looking. Second strikeout of the game for Ty. First out of the inning. Henry Richardson now to the plate. Richardson batting 276 with 9 RBI on the season. The pitch, he'll take on the outside, that's ball one. Thought he might have caught the outside corner. He did not. Richardson, 8 walks and 12 strikeouts. He'll swing and miss at the 1-0. Reed able to bring the count even. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out here. Bottom of the second inning. Delta leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. That was a two-seamer that tailed too far inside. It bounced off of Bear's glove, but he was able to knock it down enough to keep the runner, Noel Richardson, from scoring from third. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Reed. down the heart of the plate for strike two. So the count even now to Henry Richardson. Reed sets and delivers. Off speed pitch, and Richardson just able to get a piece of it and foul it off of the plate. Reed kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Two down now. After the inning, creations on main strikeout. The third strikeout of the game for Reed. Blake Thomas will come to the plate. The Rams catcher. Batting 176 on the season. A couple doubles. Three RBI. Two walks, nine strikeouts. The pitch. This one's going to be fouled off of Bears' helmet, and he'll trot out to first to return the ball. Maybe shake the cobwebs loose a little bit. Going to have a discussion with his hurler. Maybe shake the cobwebs loose. That's why we wear the equipment behind the plate, folks. So Bear drops back, squats down, and back to action. Reed with the delivery. Comes inside on Thomas, brushes him back just a bit, and the count's even. Reed will have his side and look over at Noel Richardson at third, then come home. The breaker. Missed somewhere, may have been inside. Here's the 2-1. That fastball missed inside. And for the first time today, Tyree's got three balls against him. The pitch on the ground to third. Porter up with it on the first after a couple of pumps and after the 5-3 foot out, Delpy gets out of the inning. So they give up a leadoff triple when the Rams can't capitalize. The score remains 2-0 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. As we head to the third, 2-4. Delpy will be the heart of the order, Sandoval, Bear, and Sprout. My streaming broadcast for Delta Panthers Baseball is sponsored by Grand Mesa Motorsports. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. But if you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Another sponsor, Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Hernandez back out for the third. As I mentioned, he'll be facing 4, 5, and 6 for the Panthers. Triton Sandoval struck out swinging for the second out of the first inning. So he'll come to the plate to try to make amends for that. Looking for a leadoff hit or a walk here. He's trying to get on base. Delta leads 2-0 with Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Taco Time first pitch to Sandoval, sails high, ball one. And the pitch. In the dirt. Ball two. Hernandez is set and delivers the 2-0. That's in the dirt and rolls all the way to the backstop through the catcher Thomas's legs. And I imagine Sandoval taking the entire way here. And the pitch. Right down the middle, strike one, and Sandoval was indeed taking. The pitch, fouled in the catcher's mitt for strike two. So the count is now full to Sandoval. So Trayton steps out, now back in, he's ready. So is Hernandez. Here's the payoff pitch.
That's it!
Called strike three on the inside corner. Catcher dropped the ball. Sandoval sprinting to first, but he'll be out on strikes looking for the first out of the inning. And now Brendan Bear will come to the plate. Bear also a strikeout victim in the first inning. He'll swing and miss at the first pitch to him. Here's the 0-1 to Brendan. On the outside half, he pokes it foul down the left field line and out of play. So, again, Bear going to have to be tough with two in battle here. Hernandez tears in. Now delivers. Breaking ball. Just misses on the outside. The Bears still having the battle there. Down one and two. One out here in the top of the second. The pitch. That sails on Hernandez. And it's now season. Delta leaps 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Here's the pitch. Over Bear's head, and he's battled the count full. So Bear, generally a patient batter at the plate, has battled the count full, and the payoff pitch is on the way, and that's over his head, and he's drawn a walk. I'm sure we're going to get a courtesy runner here from Delta. See who it is here. It's going to be number 5, Chaz Wilkes. Wilkes. When he is not in the field, is the primary courtesy runner for Delta. So with Wilkes on first, Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Sprouty led off the second inning with a double, came around to score. Delta's first run, he takes the pitch inside for a ball. So Sprout started the season as the leadoff hitter and struggled, was really just pressing too much. Moving him down in the lineup to the sixth hole, and he's been able to relax a little bit and put the ball in play. Hernandez steps off and doesn't make the Dowdy Steel Machine pick off through the first, but Wilkes back anyway. Held on by Smith. Good lead now. The pitch is going to be high to Sprout, and the count's 2-0. It's again one out here in the top of the third. Delta leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. The pitch. going to miss high. Now, I imagine Sprout will be taking the entire way. Wilkes with an average lead there, and that pitch is way outside. It's a four-pitch walk to Sprout. Wilkes advances to second, and Lance Porter will come to the plate, but not before Thomas and Smith come over to talk to their pitcher, Hernandez. Little pep talk there from the two players for the hurler. Porter grounded out to second last inning. More importantly, was the RBI he got. Let's put Delta on the board. Is the Taco Time first pitch to Porter? That misses high. So five straight pitches out of the zone for Hernandez. I imagine Delta's going to be taking until Hernandez can find the zone. I stand corrected as Porter swings at that. Pitch was a strike, so counts even at one. One ball, one strike, one out. Top of the third. The pitch to Porter. Breaking ball. Comes in high. Wilkes, the runner out at second. Sprout at first, and the 2-1 misses high. Hernandez stares in. He's got his side. Checks the runner at second and delivers. That's a strike on the outside corner. So the count's full to Porter, and Hernandez looking to get the second out of the inning. The payoff pitch, out back to the backstop. So Porter's on it. Needs to straighten it out. The pitch is low. So the Delta Cabinet Company walk loads the bases, and Connor Workman will come to the plate. Workman drew a walk last inning, stole second and third, came around to score. The pitch is low. It's going to bounce away from the catcher off of his shin guard. One run will score. That's Wilkes from third. The other two runners advance, and Delta leads 3-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So Sprout will be at third, Porter at second. This pitch hit in the right field. Center fielder Noel Richardson over, steps in front of the right fielder Samuelson again. The runner will tag from third. That's Sprout. Porter remains at second, and Delta leads 4-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Connor Workman. Swings and misses, and the count's even at one. This pitch lifted high, back to the backstop and out of play. 1 and 2 the count to the Delta left fielder. This is actually Brett Laiho. At the plate, I missed actually what happened with Workman, but it was the second out of the inning. May have struck out. The count's full to Laiho, who hits it down the third baseline, but foul. The payoff pitch from Hernandez lifted into left center. Henry Richardson, Noel Richardson trying to get there. It's going to be over Henry Richardson's head. It's going to be an RBI double for Laiho. Delta will flip the lineup card as Porter scored from second. Three runs in the inning, and Delta leads 5-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So Laiho will take a good lead off of second. Good, working in and out on him. First pitch to Reed is lifted in the right field. Samuelson underneath it, and it's going to hit him in the head and bounce away. One run will score. I think he may have lost it in the sun. Reed ends up at third on the error, and quickly Coach Madsen out to check on his right fielder. A lot of concern now for Brady Samuelson out there in right, as I think he may have lost that ball in the sun and it bounced right off the top of his dome. So we will take a break while they tend to Samuelson out there and right. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Rainmaker Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest group products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. But Sports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Mark Canner back with you in Carbondale as the Rams right fielder Brady Samuelson still down after taking a fly ball to the head. He's surrounded by Henry and Noel Richardson, as well as his head coach, Marty Madsen. Haven't seen much movement from him yet, and just as I say that, he might be attempting to get up. I can't tell if that might be the trainer out there. Tough to tell. Madsen's actually just blocking my view. That's the problem there, and that's just fine. So we'll take another break. You're listening to the Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Your pre-owned Easter shop, Saban Bars, and Hobie Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service maintenance, even if Rob
house and pick up available. Visit HomeAndMotorsCo.com or stop by 7592 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Home & Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Sergeant Dale as Grady Samuelson is on his feet, walking toward the dugout. I think he's got an ice pack there on the left side of his head where he took the shot from the baseball. So, you know, head injuries, the more studies that are done, the more information we find out about them, you know, it's not something you want to fool around with for sure. He looks okay now as he's walking through the infield with the trainer. So we will get an injury substitution, of course. We'll wait and see who that may end up being. So, a nice round of applause for Samuelson as he was able to get up and walk off under his own power. Looks like the new right fielder is going to be number 13, Max Bullock. Delta. We'll have Ty Reed at third after the error by Samuelson and Wright. Now Landon Clay will come to the plate. Clay has reached twice today on an error by the shortstop Silva. Stolen a couple bases as well. Taco Time first pitch to Clay is taken for strike one. Two outs here, the top of the third inning. Delta leads 6-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. This one is lifted into right center, and that's a base hit past the center fielder, Noel Richardson. Henry Richardson, the left fielder, actually is able to track that ball down, and Clay with a two-out double. And Ryland Bynum will come to the plate. Bynum, the ninth batter of the inning. So an RBI double for Clay as Reed scored from third to make the score 7-0 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. First pitch to Ryland is in the dirt. Here's the 1-0 from Hernandez. It's on the ground to third. Third baseman Matheny up with it, bounces it to first. It's going to get by the first baseman Smith, and Bynum ends up at second on the air. Clay. And Delta now with an 8-0 lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So that'll bring Trayton Sandoval to the plate for the second time in the inning. Sandoval struck out looking to start to lead off the inning and get the first out. He's going to chop it foul on the third base side. Off speed pitch from Hernandez. That pitch misses and bounces away from the catcher, but Thomas able to track it down quickly and find him not able to advance from second. So one ball, one strike, two outs. Top of the third, Delta leads 8-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch is bounced to the plate, a good block by Thomas. Here's the 2-1. This one's a base hit down the left field line. That's going to roll. Bynum's going to score from third. Henry Richardson, the left fielder, tracks it down. And Sandoval in at second with a double. An RBI two-out double for Sandoval, and Brendan Bear will come to the plate for the second time in the inning. Delta's lead now 9-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Marty Madsen out of the dugout for the Rams. And that'll be the end of the day for Hernandez, on the mound at least, as we're going to have a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it, plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So we'll see where Hernandez ends up, as it looks like it's going to be number 11, Henry Richardson, on the mound. So we'll see if Hernandez ends up. Looks like he's going to be on the infield somewhere, as it looks like Silva's going to go out to left, so I imagine he'll go to shortstop. So, defensively now, Henry Richardson will be on the mound. Hernandez will go to short, and Silva will go to left. My broadcast of Delta Panthers Baseball is presented by Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Hellman Motor Company is also a proud sponsor of my broadcast. Newer pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So two outs here in the top of the third inning. Delta leads 9-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And Brendan Bear comes to the plate for the second time this inning. He was able to draw a walk, and his courtesy runner scored. He'll take ball one. His courtesy runner was Chaz Wilkes. So Sandoval, the runner out at second, by way of his two-out RBI double. And here's the 1-0 from Richardson. This one is lifted into right field. The right fielder, Bullock, is back to the wall. Sandoval will score from second. And Zero trades places with Trayton. Two-out RBI double. And Delta now with a 10-0 lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Thank you. That'll be the lefty Braden Sprout to the plate to face the righty Richardson. Sprout has doubled in walk today, scored twice. Chaz Wilkes, the courtesy runner out at second. The pitch is bounced to the plate. Wilkes on to third. The ball gets away from the catcher, Thomas. The Sprout back in to the box. As Richardson says, and he has a sign to look over at Wilkes at third. Now come home. Swing and a miss from Sprout. And the count's even. The pitch. Low and inside. Catcher Thomas actually caught that backhanded falling backwards, so good on him to make that stop. Here's the 2-1 from Richardson. That misses outside. So hitter's count for Bredo now. We'll see if he gets the pitch to hit. Here's the 3-1 delivery from Richardson. That misses low. And Sprout draws his second walk of the game. So you've got Wilkes on third and Sprout on first. There's a couple of speedsters there in ninth quarter at the plate. Dowdy Steele and Machine pick off to first and Sprout back just in time. Porter 0 for 1 with a walk today and RBI and a run scored. Sprout goes. Thomas dropped the ball, but I'm not sure he was going to make a throw anyway. And Delta with 2 runners in scoring position. The pitch was a strike to Porter. Here's the 0-1 from Richardson. This one yanked down the left field line, foul out of play. And now Lance going to have to be tough with 2 in battle. The pitch right down the middle for strike 3, and Porter knew it. So Delta, that's through, and then halfway again. And they now lead 10-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as they were able to plate 8 in the inning. Two up in the bottom is Matheny, Bullock, and Smith for the Rams as Reed is out for the bottom of the third. My streaming broadcast at Delta Panthers Baseball is sponsored by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. We're also sponsored by the Sunflower Room. You need help to relax with Stacy Finicky at the Sunflower Room. Melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief from 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Finicky at the Sunflower Room. And finally, since 1935, Delta Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power cutting, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Angel Reed, set to face 8-9-1 in the lineup, in the batting order. Matheny. Does not have a hit in four at bats this season. Tucker Time first pitch to him is taken at the knees for a strike. Matheny. Four at bats, four strikeouts. Here's the pitch from Reed. That missed low. Count even now. Here's the 1-1. Taken high. Reed stares in, has his sign, and delivers. Swing and a miss. And Kai able to even the count at 2. Matheny steps out now, back in. Reed kicks and fires. Off speed. Gets Matheny looking for Reed's fourth strikeout of the game, first out of the inning. And now Max Bullock will come to the plate. He came in the top of the inning after the starting right fielder Brady Samuelson got hit in the head by a fly ball. First at bat of the season for Bullock. The pitch. This is high. Reed stares in, comes set at the waist, kicks and fires. That one. High and tight to Bullock. Here's the 2-0 from Reed. That one's going to plunk him. So Bullock out there at first. And the Rams will flip the lineup card and send Mason Smith to the plate. He struck out looking to lead off the bottom of the first inning for the Rams. The pitch from Reed, right down the middle for strike one. Reed didn't like his lumber. He'll trade it out for a different one. And I know it's not a wood bat, it's just aluminum, but you get the idea. The pitch. In the dirt, and a good block by Bear. 1-1, 1-out, bottom of the third. Delta leads 10-0 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Ball up the river at first, held on by Sandoval. A good lead by Bullock. Reed will look over at it. Now he'll come set. Reed checks the runner again. Run is going. The pitch. Throw down is not in time. So a stolen base by Bullock. And a called strike one to, excuse me, actually that pitch was a ball. It's 2-1 now to Smith. The pitch from Reed. Breaking ball, can't find the zone, and it's 3-1 now to the Rams first baseman. Reed checks the runner at second, comes home, and that last the pitch before was a strike, so the count's now full. Green set. Checks the runner at second, and the payoff pitch. Taken for ball four. Delta Cabinet Company walk, and the Rams have runners at first and second. Eddie Hernandez to the plate. Hernandez was the starting pitcher, moved to shortstop on the change. From the top of the inning, he grounded out to short back in the first. Here's the pitch to the lefty. And Hernandez was all sorts of crossed up on that as he was backing out of the box before the ball got to the plate. It's a called strike one. The pitch from Reed on the outside corner for strike two. So Ty quickly ahead in the count. And Reed not entirely sure how he got here. Hernandez not entirely sure how he got here. So Reed will check the runner out on second. That's Bullock. Now come home. Breaking ball in the dirt. Good block by Bear behind the plate. Reed's still ahead in the count. Actually, scoreboard says the count's even at two. The pitch. This one hit on a line to left. Workman's back. Can't make it. He did. Workman with the catch. Great catch by Connor out there in left field. And two down now in the bottom of the third inning. And now David Good will come to the plate. Good. Rounded out to third in the first inning. Bullock the runner at second. Smith at first. Reed checks Bullock. Now comes home. That just misses the inside corner. Ball one. So Reed likes to work the inside of the plate. Tries to jam hitters. Get it in on the knuckles. The pitch. That one also missed on the inside. And Reed quickly behind in the count 2-0. There are two outs here in the top of the third. Delta leads 10-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. This one is hit to right. Leho back. Makes the catch as he falls to the ground. And Delta's out of the inning. No runs on, no hits. Two left on for the Rams. No errors by Delta. We'll go to the fourth. Delta leads 10-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Workman Leho in the top of the batting order in Reed due up here in the fourth inning. My broadcast of Delta Panthers baseball is sponsored by A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main in Delta. Go to 2021 Best All Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta where they're making dining experiences. Another proud sponsor is Delta Cabinet Company. The cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. And of course, Delta Ace Hardware, a proud sponsor of my streaming broadcast. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1950. A1 March Denison River Drive, truly your one stop everything shop. Let the help of folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So Richardson out for the fourth inning. Now Like I said, he'll face 8, 9, and 1. That's Workman, Leho, and Reed. So Connor Workman so far today has struck out swinging and walked, stolen a couple bases, and scored a run. Taco time for his pitch from Richardson. In for a strike. Richardson with 2/3 arm delivery, it looks like. As he will hit Workman. So the speedy Workman on it first. Workman leads the team in stolen bases with 9 now. And Brett Leho will come to the plate. Leho has doubled and struck out, has an RBI and a run scored today. Short lead by Workman at first, held on by Smith. Pitch to Leho. In at the knees for a strike. Richardson stares in, has his sign. Dowdy stealing machine. Pickoff throw to first, and Workman back in plenty of time. Again, Connor Knott with a real big lead off of first. A little bigger now. The pitch. That one missed outside. And the count's even to Leho. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Richardson. That comes in high. And it's now 2-1. So Leho steps out, steps back in. Richardson, with his sign, he's set. The pitch. That one tails inside to the Delta right fielder. Now Brett way ahead, 3-1. Workman with his lead off of first. And the pitch, this one lifted foul and out of play on the left side, and the count's even. Count's full. Leho looking for a base hitter, ball 4 now. Payoff pitch. Taken outside for company walk, and Delta 9 with runners at first and second, no outs, and Ty Reed to the plate. Reed hit the fly ball to right that hit the right fielder Samuelson in the head when he lost it in the sun. He was able to get to third on that error. He's walked the 2 other times. He's come to the plate today, stolen a base, and scored a run. The pitch is low. So Ty steps out, now back in. Richardson stares in, checks the runner Workman at second, now we'll come home. That one inside about thigh high, but sinking, so Reed will take it as it was not his pitch, and that's why we get 3, so counts even at 1. The pitch, Workman's going, hit and run was on, it looks like, is Reed pops it straight back foul out of play. And Reed's going to have to be tough with 2 in battle. No outs here as we're in the top of the 4th inning in Carbondale. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Nope, I'm sorry. Richardson's going to step off. Runners retreat. Richardson may be a little concerned about working it out at second. Good in on Workman, and this ball bounced to the plate. Good stop by Thomas, and the Canucks even it too. Richardson stares in. He's got his sign. Workman's going. It's a double steal. The pitch is at the knees for strike three. First bat of the inning, but Workman and Leho advance on the stolen base. Workman's at third, Leho's at second, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Clay has doubled, reached on a couple of errors as well, stolen a couple bases, and scored. This one hooked foul on the right side. The first baseman, Smith, makes the catch. Now there's two outs in the top of the first, and Rylan Bynum will come to the plate. Bynum 0 for 2 today, has struck out, reached on an error, and scored a run. Delta leads 10-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Richardson will step off. Here's the pitch. This one fouled at the plate. Bynum steps out, now back in. Richardson shakes off the sign. Now he's got one he likes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Bynum going to have to be tough with two in battle. The pitch. That's way outside. Ball rolls away from Thomas, but not far. Workman at third, Leho at second. Bynum at the plate. Chance even at two. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuces wild. The pitch. This one lifted into right center. Bullock and Richardson are converging, and it'll bounce between the two of them. That's an RBI double for Rylan Bynum, his first hit of the season. Two RBIs for Rylan. And Delta now leads 12-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So the two-out, two RBI double. And Trayton Sandoval will come to the plate. Sandoval 1 for 3 today. Couple of strikeouts and an RBI double last inning. He also came around to score. The pitch. This one's sawed off. The pitcher Richardson's going to catch it on the line to end the inning. So Delta gets 2 runs on 1 hit. Leaves the runner on, and no errors by the Rams. Delta will take a 12-0 lead to the bottom of the fourth inning, where Ty Reed will see 4, 5, and 6 for Roaring Fork. My broadcast here, presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So whereas the game started under mostly cloudy skies. It now looks like we're under partly cloudy skies. Still a slight breeze here in Carbondale. This turned out to be a really nice day for a couple of ball games like we got here. Delta leads game one, 12-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Reed finishes his warm-up tosses, and Noel Richardson will stride to the plate. Richardson with the looks like only hit of the day for the Rams. The pitch. Low. Here's the 1-0. That misses high. Richardson steps out, now steps back in. Reed is set, and delivers the 2-0. That misses high. Here's the pitch. That one's in the zone. Reed still has to battle here 3-1, but gets a little easier now. The pitch. This one lifted up high on the infield. Bynum calling for it and makes the catch. One out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Sebastian Silva will come to the plate. Silva, one of four strikeout victims today for Reed. Struck out looking in the second. The pitch. This is high. Reed set at the waist. Kicks and fires. He brings that one back down. Looks like a little off-speed pitch there. And the count's even at 1. The pitch. That will hit Silva. And that one sounded like it might have stung a little bit. Second hit batsman today by Reed. Now, Henry Richardson will come to the plate. Richardson started and left, came in to pitch on the change in the top of the third. He was another strikeout victim for Reed. That happened swinging back in the second. The pitch. This one lifted foul and out of play on the right side. Richardson steps out, now back in. Reed will check the runner, Silva, at first. Delivers the 1-0. Silva's going. Hit and run on. This ball lifted to the right field. Lejo gets it. He's going to get it back into Sandoval at first and overthrows him. They had Silva dead to rights at home on the or at first on the double play, and the throw just not there. Instead, Delta now with 2 outs, and Silva returns safely to first. That'll bring Blake Thomas to the plate. Thomas 0-for-1 today. Grounded out to Porter at third back in the second inning. So 2 outs now, bottom of the fourth, and Delta leads 12-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Silva with a good lead at first. Reed looks over there. Now he comes home. This one on the ground to short. Clay up with it. Flips it to Bynum at first. Excuse me, at second. To get Silva out and end the inning. So, Rolling Fork not able to get push any runs across the plate, and Delta maintains their 12-0 lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We'll head to the top of the fifth with Bear, Sprout, and Porter due to come to the plate. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy, the Sunflower Room, melt the pain and stress away. She's board-certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Kamicki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Mark Canner back with you in Carbondale, getting ready to go to the fifth inning as Delta leads this one 12-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard.